Political columnist George Skelton has covered government and politics, and there's a distinction with a difference there, for 60 years. And for the LA Times since 1974, he's been a Times political writer and editor in Los Angeles, Sacramento bureau chief, and a White House correspondent. He's written a column on California politics, Capital Journal, since 1993. And amazingly enough, he was a Santa Barbara native. He grew up in Ojai. He covered the Reagan White House for 5 years and spent 18 months on two separate occasions in L.A. as a presidential campaign reporter, 1976, and a presidential campaign editor, 1980. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, George Skelton.
Pleasure.
It's great to talk to you again. You were last on in March. We want to get into some topics about real estate, but I do want to bring up again, I think it's so great that you were born in Santa Barbara, lived in Ojai, and last time you on, we talked that you were actually living in Santa Barbara when the bombing in the Elwood oil fields occurred, February 23rd, 1942, right?
Yeah, my dad happened to be working in the oil fields that night. He was on a crew, and when the shelling started, they sent him and his crew down to the beach, gave him pitchforks and shovels, and told him to defend against the Japanese if they were going to invade. And, of course, I still can hear my father. I was like 4 years old at the time. Coming home about 8 in the morning, they kept in there all night, and cursing about what the hell was I supposed to do with a pitchfork and a shovel. So, I was there then.
I can imagine it looked like the crew that was fighting Frankenstein. They were holding pitchforks,
right,
and torches. Boy, that's an amazing story, and I'm glad that you have Santa Barbara in common in your long history of writing. And before George came on, I was pointing out that online, his little cover bio says he's covered government and politics. And it's interesting. He pointed out the difference in the government and workings of the government versus running for political office. So definitely a distinction. George Skelton, back August 29th, you wrote that California legislatures push politics aside to get a big housing deal done. And what do you think, what did they do to push their politics aside? What did they do, and what is the bill about?
Well, pushing politics aside, these two rival bills, one was supported strongly by, there's a fight between the unions. The carpenters wanted one bill. The trade, the guys that put pipes together and things like that, they wanted another bill. And they finally all got together and passed both bills, is what they did. The legislators decided, let's just pass both bills, and developers can use whichever bill they want.
Do you think that was the best outcome?
Well, yeah, sure. It's better to do two things, and they're not in conflict at all. It's pretty complicated, but one bill is aimed at producing affordable housing for low income people. They don't require union labor, which is what the trade unions wanted. But it cuts CEQA, California Environmental Quality Act, permits. They don't use that. That law is exempted, and that law tends to hold up a lot of projects because it gives people excuses to sue and hold up projects. So that whole law is exempted from that bill. So that's one bill aimed at affordable housing for low-income people.
Okay.
The other bill is aimed at just regular middle-class housing. It requires union labor and prevailing wages, and but it does doesn't eliminate CEQA, but it streamlines some regulations to make it easier to build. So those are the two bills. They're both good bills, and we'll see how they work.
It'll take, what is it going to take, maybe 2 years for us to talk again and see which bill developers elected to go with, to see which was more, not popular, but more productive?
Yeah, the one that's aimed at low-income affordable housing will probably be used more in the cities, big cities. And the it also makes vacant government land available for those projects. The other one for the middle class will probably be used more in the suburbs, I would think. That's sort of what they're thinking.
Well, that's interesting. I wouldn't have thought about that. Now, is part of this bill covered under this bill? Utilizing commercial property for housing.
Yes, that's right. Good, you brought that up. The bill for low-income housing
allows
local government to tear down old beat-up motels that aren't used anymore. Strip malls that are vacant, things like that, and put housing in there. That's a big part of that bill.
Do you remember?
And local governments don't like to do that because they get more property taxes and sales taxes, of course, out of commercial property. But if the commercial property is just sitting there not being used, and they're just waiting for some new owner to come in and put it to work, why not get rid of it and put housing in there? And that's the big thing that bill's all about.
My guest is political columnist George Skelton. He's been covering government and politics for 60 years. Ironically, he was born in Santa Barbara, but grew up in Ojai, and now he lives in Paris, France, where he writes his columns. No, just kidding. So
I live in Sacramento.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've been living in Sacramento for a very long time.
That's the place to. Do you ever have lunch or get a drink with Dan Walters?
It is. We seldom do that, but I like Dan a lot. I think he's very, very skilled and very productive, very honest, and he's got a hell of a memory, and he's a good writer.
It's just amazing how the two of you have been kind of going parallel for just about the same number of years. It's just, I wonder how common that is in other states, and the two of you following California politics and economic impacts. But getting back to what you were saying, these two bills, rival bills, they pushed them both through. And so, right, like you said, cities, and we see all these commercial properties downtown on State Street, they're empty. You talk about old hotels.
Well, they could build apartment houses there.
Well, and very few on State Street have put housing above. That's such an East Coast thing. You have a little grocery store, and then there's an apartment or two above it.
Yeah.
We have, like, I'm looking at Magnolia Shopping Centers out in Goleta, and I'm looking at this place, and it would be perfect to just build apartments above them. I don't know that that would almost be a win for the city, because then they keep the commercial and then they add housing. I don't know, but no one's doing that. Maybe it's not a good idea.
Well, I would think, you know, you could put a laundromat down on the first floor or a restaurant of some kind and put apartments above it, and the tenants would use the facilities downstairs, you know.
Yep. Yep.
Makes sense.
I don't know if you remember the corner of Fairview and Hollister in Old Town Goleta, but there's a motel that's been there forever. I think it was Super 8 Motel. And they are converting that to housing, but I think it's more specifically designed for homeless, not traditional housing. So there's a conversion of you mentioned old motels. Santa Barbara, I don't know how much we're going to see on that. We had the downtown Paseo Nuevo Mall. We had Macy's and Nordstrom's anchored at either end, huge buildings. And I interviewed the owner, new owner of the Nordstrom's, and it's just too expensive and not profitable for him to put housing in there. But it's a lot of square footage. But like you said, I don't think this, I think the city finally had to come around and agree to it, but I don't see it happening yet.
They have agreed to the housing?
The city has, yes, in principle. They're not, you know, opposed to it. I know there was another building, the old, what was it called? The Rack. It was Saks Fifth Avenue Rack, and that building sold. And there was talk about putting housing in, but I don't think the city was really supportive of it at the time. But now they've come around. So I don't know. I'd be curious to see. Well, here's an example. La Cumbre Plaza, huge plaza, huge store, Sears and Roebuck closed. And I hear a rumor that they'd leased out to a couple of tenants, but only for like 7 years. And that could end up being a huge apartment building at La Cumbre Plaza. So,
well, you know, just like I touched on, I mean, one of the problems is getting permits for these things, and then there's a lot of opposition suits and NIMBYs that don't want housing, and there's business rivals, and it takes a lot of time and money to build in California where it doesn't in other states.
I remember when I first started going to UCSB Economic Forecasts back in the 90s, and the economist's adage was always, you can't build yourself out of this. Because the more you build, the more people will come, and it's a never-ending cycle. You've been covering this for 60 years. Hasn't California always had areas where it was unaffordable, relatively speaking?
Well, of course. Although when I was born in Santa Barbara, my parents lived a block and a half from East Beach, and my dad worked in the oil fields. My mom didn't work. We didn't have any money, but we could afford to live a block and a half from East Beach, and so. Things are a lot more unaffordable today than they were then.
You're probably paying $25 a month in rent.
Yeah, probably $50 like that.
Which wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, would have been nice.
Yeah,
to...
and it wasn't just an apartment; it was a whole big house. So.
Wow. So back around 19.
I think it's still there. Last time I looked, that was about 30 years ago, but the house is still there, actually.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, you know what? You'll have to email me the address. I'll look it up, see.
I have no idea what the address was.
My guest, political columnist George Skelton, discussing the two recent bills. So we might, the old joke I used to say when I first started in real estate, a buyer asked me if I specialized in residential or commercial. And he said, and I said both. And he said, great, if I ever want to live in a Dairy Queen, I'll give you a call. So we're talking about housing and the irony that cities, of course, want housing, counties, but it's not as profitable. And giving up these commercial is pretty ironic, because then they're going to have to spend more money for the housing and sewer and the like. George Skelton's my guest. Let's take a break, and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about his column from August 25th, 2022, about pouring money into and planning renewable energy, and Newsom trying to, have it both ways, fighting climate change and California housing shortage, as kind of an adjunct to another column. George Skelton, syndicated columnist, is the guest. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.